Clayton Lunsford was the first candidate to officially declare a run to become the next mayor of Lancaster. He's also 17 years old. He joins us in studio now. Thanks for stopping in.
Thanks for having me.
You could be playing sports, making plans for prom, maybe just playing video games with your buddies. Why get involved in this mess called politics?
Well, this presidential election really invigorated me. I loved politics from a young age, and I felt that after this presidential election, a lot of people were ready for change. You see what's going on with Brian Coon.
The former mayor of Lancaster, who resigned because of some tax issues and some gambling issues.
Yes. You see what's going on with Hedges v. Lancaster, where the city council president is suing members of city council for violating the Ohio Sunshine Law. There's a lot of things in Lancaster that need change.
You say you're motivated by the presidential election. You are officially an independent, but
yes.
You lean conservative. Is that correct?
That is correct. But I would like to preach bipartisanship here in Lancaster. I feel that we are too divided along party lines. As mayor, I would be willing to, in my appointments, be totally impartial to party. Whoever's the most qualified needs to be in there. Whoever will make Lancaster great.
Qualified for jobs or what exactly do you mean?
For mayoral appointments. We need the best people in their offices doing the best work, no matter what party.
You say you were invigorated by the presidential election. Do you support Donald Trump? Because he's done a lot that many people would not call bipartisan. Do you support his governing tactics?
I do support Donald Trump. I did. I think he is definitely a political novice for sure. I would look for him to lean more on his cabinet for some administration help. I think he has the right idea for America. We need change as a country, and I think he's going to give it to us.
You seem like a really smart guy, but I can imagine a lot of people saying, this is just kind of silly. You're 17. You don't have nearly the life experience of, say, someone who's 40 or 50 who has been in the workforce for several years, has had prior public service. How would you justify your candidacy to them?
A lot of people have asked me that question. They tell me I'm not qualified. I think I am uniquely qualified for this task because Lancaster has had a lot of people who have said they are qualified, they have experience, but where has that really gotten us here? I think what Lancaster really needs is some youthful enthusiasm, someone with fresh ideas who's willing to do what's necessary for Lancaster to be great, and I think I'm that person.
What are some of your fresh ideas?
So what we're going to do is we're going to try to consolidate government to get more money to spend on our infrastructure because I don't know if you go down to Lancaster a lot, but some of the roads there are just frankly awful. And so one of the things we're going to do to consolidate is combine the economic development and the community development departments and put them into one. I like to call it the socioeconomic development department. And what that's going to do is it's going to put a full-time person in trying to make Lancaster better, seeking out businesses to come to Lancaster. Full-time job. We need someone full-time to work on making Lancaster better. Some more fresh ideas would be in Baltimore, Ohio, they are doing something called Police and Citizens United. And what that's doing is drug addicts are coming to the police. They're saying, hey, I need help. And then the police either send them to detox or rehab. It's costing no money to the taxpayers in Baltimore, and it's saving police time and money trying to find people. And it's really helping Baltimore right now, and I think Lancaster could use something like that.
You say you were supposed to be in school today, but you had a, quote, appointment?
Yes.
Clayton Lunsford is a 17-year-old candidate for mayor in the city of Lancaster. He turns 18 3 months before the November election. Thanks again for stopping in, and best of luck.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.